This is WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Den with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin.
Ay, 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 ay. What's up? It's your girl, Chinwe. Yes, you are now tuned in to The Lioness Den. I am your hostess with the mostest, Chinwe, a.k.a. Chin Weezy, a.k.a. Westside Weezy, a.k.a. Weezy S Baby, please say the baby. And thank y'all for joining me. Yes, happy holidays in advance, or happy holidays to everybody listening. I pray that you are with your family, celebrating, turning up, getting rest. Also, you could turn up, but make sure you get your rest, too. I got a lot to talk to you about today. I really just want to share my testimony. This is my Exodus-type testimony, okay? That's what we're talking about today. I'm going to throw a couple of current events in there for you. But really, I just want to talk about what's really possible in this new decade. And I'm going to keep talking about this new decade. I'm gonna keep talking about miracles and manifesting your best life because I really do believe in that. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and jump right into The Lioness Den, honey. The Lioness Den is brought to you by CMC Productions Worldwide. If you'd like to get in contact with that company, you can email us at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com. Yes, okay. You can also follow me, Chinwe, a.k.a. Chinweezy, on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweYBB. That's C-H-I-N-W-Y-B-B, Young Boss Billionaires. Also, make sure you check out my vlogs on YouTube. My Freestyle Fridays compilations are all on YouTube. Performances, if you want to know what I'm getting into, you can follow it on social media. So yeah, make sure you check it out. So let's just dive right on in. So, starting off with some current events, got a little mixed, a little good, a little bad. First of all, we want to say happy anniversary, 10-year anniversary to Young Money. They dropped their album, We Are Young Money, 10 years ago. And let me tell you, my life has never been the same, okay? You put Drake, Nicki, and Wayne in a room together, and Chinwe might just pass out. So, shout out to them. I just always want to acknowledge the people who have inspired me. I also want to talk about this idea that white women think it's okay to be in blackface. That's just what it is. There was a picture of Kim Kardashian. She did a cover for some magazine, and literally, I did not know who she was. Like, I'm not exaggerating. I didn't know it was Kim until I saw her name on the front cover. Like, her skin, it's literally brown, y'all. And, okay, she's not actually, like, white. She's technically, you know, of color, of Armenian descent. But, baby, no. No. Of color, brown, you know, pigmentation is a very sensitive topic. And it's very clear that she was in blackface. And that's just what it is. And we've seen this trend lately, especially concerning makeup, because I think Riri has taken over the game with Fenty. You see this move towards white women painting their faces with darker shades than what they actually are. And it's disgusting. You see them with the butts and the butt injections and the lip injections and the hairstyles, the braids, the baby hair. All these things that black women have been doing for the longest of days, the longest of centuries. And you just see white women just kind of popping up on the scene like, what's up? Like, no, ma'am. Like, go back to, you know, Beverly Hills, where you came from. Like, back to the Valley, especially the Kardashians. Like, it's literally crazy. And I'm just disgusted. And so on behalf of black people everywhere, I want to tell white women to cut that out now, okay? Because you will get slapped In the name of black people, you can get slapped and you can get canceled. Don't get it twisted. And so for all these, my sisters, my fellow sisters out here who just love the Kardashians and eat them up, enough is enough, okay? Enough is enough. It's apparent what they're doing. They're a cult. They're literally a cult, okay? Kanye bought that ranch. He got stopped from buying some more property out there, but he did get one ranch with a whole, it's self-sufficient, they said. It's a whole bunch of land. It's got everything you can think of. Why else would you, it's a cult. It's a cult, okay? If it walks like a cult and talks like a cult, quack, quack, it's a cult. So, let's just keep our eyes out for that. We can't continue to be deceived by white folks who want to appropriate our culture. It's appropriation is never, ever, ever okay. And speaking of just dumb stuff, Trump was also impeached this week. Like, I don't really know what that means. I don't care. But, you know, just throwing that out there. So, you know, progression. That's small steps is progress, okay? So, you know, I don't know what that means moving forward. I don't know if that means he runs again, gets reelected, whatever. But SNL has a really good skit about this. I love SNL. I love Kenan Thompson. But they have a skit about what the different households are, what the conversation around the impeachment looks like around different households. And I love that SNL always uses Atlanta when they want to have a black scene. And I'm here for it because Atlanta is very black. And the conversation was very on point. So go check that out if you need a laugh. SNL always makes me laugh. So anyway, let's switch gears, okay? Got my current events out the way. Now I want to talk about myself, okay? Because I just really have a testimony. And I ain't going to take up too much of your time, but I just want to hopefully stop by and encourage somebody. Like, I get encouraged when I get on YouTube and I see all my spiritual guides, KZ. I think that's her name. I can never remember her name. KZ. I love KZ. She posts on Instagram. I love Spiritual OG. I love House of Oshun. I love Pretty Boss. I love Dane Hart Tarot, Lior Sparkle Marie, Lior Alexandra, I think is her name. All these different women who I've been watching, black, Spanish, white, whatever. It doesn't really matter to me because spirituality is spirituality no matter your color, your religion. And so I just hope that my message helps people the way that they've been able to help me. So, first of all, this week has been so cathartic. Since the full moon on the 12th, December 12th, it's been so cathartic. I did take a spiritual bath. It was amazing. I didn't necessarily like sit in the bath and start feeling all weird, but it takes a little bit of time for things to kick in with me. But when they kick in, oh, they kick, okay? And once I got out the bath, I just had to lay down, catch my breath, canceled my day. Hung out with some friends. I really just been listening to my body, listening to the season, being respectful of the season, my ancestors, God. And that's something that I learned last night from Lior Alexandra. And there's another young lady who she referenced. Hold on, because I'm going to pull it up for y'all, because you have to know. Hold up 2 seconds. Do, 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 do. Okay, Bridget Nielsen, what you should know about the winter solstice. So I just been watching various things that I've been guided to, and they were very helpful. And Bridget Nielsen and Lior Alexandra were saying that, you know, the winter time is supposed to be a time of rest. You see animals, they're hibernating, they're gaining their energy for the summer because the days are so much longer. And ideally, we're supposed to go to sleep with, excuse me, ideally, we're supposed to go to sleep with the sundown and rise with the sun. Rise with the sunrise and sleep with the sunset. Ideally, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And she said, you know, one way to honor what the winter has in store for us is to acknowledge that darkness, because you need yin and yang in this life. You need the good and you need the bad. And so you can acknowledge the darkness by, once it gets dark, not being around too much artificial light. I know that we've got busy lives, but, you know, if you could just carve out a time at night to just be in darkness. You know, my father had the flu this past week, and he's really been in the darkness because he can't go outside. You know what I mean? You can only do with so much. You can only watch with so much TV. You can only drink with so much tea. At some point, you just have to be still. And so we've really, in our household, been adhering to this stillness and this quietness inadvertently, which y'all know is my favorite word. I love when things happen inadvertently. We've been inadvertently honoring this cold season where we're supposed to get rest. I've been working in spurts. Like, I might work for an hour here, an hour there, 2 hours here, 30 minutes here, and then I'll stop and do something else instead of, you know, sitting for long periods of time trying to get things done, because I can't operate that way. I've got to get my rest. I've got to be mentally and emotionally strong. So anyway, yes, that's what's been going on. Okay. So getting my rest, adhering to this winter solstice. And I also learned from the fall backup that the winter solstice is also a time for, miracles. And y'all know I'm all about the miracles, baby. So it was happening the 21st and the 22nd of December, and the portal was open until the 21st of December. And you know what? I have really felt this miracle energy. It's been raining here in Atlanta, and you know what it means. My sister and I always say when it rains, that means the miracles are pouring down. And honestly, I have really been feeling that. Like, it's just crazy. It's just so crazy. And that's why I want to talk about my testimony. So I also follow Real Talk Kim on Twitter. And I downloaded her app. She has a very cool app, and she'll send you random messages throughout the day, like at random times. And I love that it's random because it's always on time. When it's random, it's always on time. And she sends random inspirational messages to your phone. And she also does live at 9 on Twitter. So check her out. And she also goes live in the morning sometimes. But she's been saying very strong messages. And, you know, you might listen to somebody speak for 45 minutes, and the last 2 minutes of what they're saying resonates with you. And that's kind of how it's been, where, you know, when you're looking for answers, or you're needing that reassurance, which I saw, shout out to House of Oshun, Lulu posted that right now, Virgos need reassurance. And it's absolutely true. When you need that reassurance, it comes from all sorts of places, but you just have to ask. You just have to really ask. And then once you ask, you have to be patient enough to stop moving to receive the message. And so that's what happens when I'm still enough to sit there and watch someone preach for 45 minutes. There might be one or two words that stick out. So with Real Talk Kim in particular, what really stuck out was she said, watch your words. And I know that they say, watch your thoughts. So that's one aspect of it. Yes, watch your thoughts. Channel positivity. Stop yourself when you're having negative thoughts. But also your words. Watch your words. So I was also watching, shout out to Melanie Santos. I love her on YouTube, her new moon and her full moon rituals. Oh my God. They have literally transformed my life, and they're so simple. I've learned that for me, spiritual rituals and things like that are the best for me when they're as simple as can be. A piece of paper, a pen, burn the paper, whatever it may be. So her stuff is really simple. So anyway, she said, okay, you know, this is my New Year manifestations, da da da. I watched the one from this year. And I was like, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to make another vision board. I got my students to make a vision board, and they asked me, Chinwe, are you going to make one? And I said no, because I made one 2 years ago, and it ain't going to change, so it ain't no need for me to make another one. They're like, okay, whatever. After watching Melanie Santos, I'm like, you know what? I need as much manifestation and miracles that I can get. So I said, I'm going to make another one. So I go and I get some magazines. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way. I'm not going to print out nothing and look up stuff. No, I'm going to go through these magazines. I'm going to find me some pictures for what I'm going to manifest in this new decade, in this new year coming up. Because it's so important. I can't stress this decade enough. And if you ain't feeling it, you ain't doing something right. If you ain't feeling this new decade, you need to stop and be still. Find some peace, some solace, some solitude so that you can get what you deserve. So anyway, going through magazines, I'm cutting out stuff. And as I'm cutting, I'm realizing that there aren't really many pictures that I'm identifying with. Okay, there are some, but not really many. And you can see my Miracle Scroll is what I call it, Weezy's Miracle Scroll. You can check it out on my vlog on YouTube if you want to see what it came. It came out so beautiful, guys. But I ended up cutting out words. That's it. Words. Profit from experience. A lot of advertisements in there. Profit from experience with some of the words. Pre-approved credit. I put pre-approved because I'm pre-approved for what I want in my life, okay? 4-4. I cut out 4-4 on a, I used, you know, they send home the stuff from the grocery stores. I cut out the number 4-4, the price for something. So I cut that out because that's my life path number. I put that on there. Helping others was another little clip I put on there. Billionaire, real estate, advertisement, the bridal path. All these different things that could have different meanings or double meanings. And I said, you know what? This was supposed to be pictures, but Real Talk Kim said, watch your words. Words are powerful. The tongue is mightier than the sword. My dad would always say the tongue is mightier than the sword. And I said, wow, look at how God works. I thought I was going to be sitting here cutting out pictures, but it turns out that I've got all of these words, these manifesting words. And when I tell y'all, I did that earlier last week, whatever, Tuesday or Wednesday. I think it was Tuesday. Every single day, I've embodied a different phrase on that paper. Every single day. There was one quote on there from Jordan somebody. I don't have the paper in front of me, but it said, believe that you are a success, that you are already a success, and by God, as I stand, I promise you will be one. Every single day, there's been different quotes that I have embodied, helping others. I told y'all my dad has had the flu. I've been doing my due diligence to be a great daughter, going to the store, cleaning up the house, making him food, making sure he's straight, checking on him, doing running errands, whatever he needs me to do, helping others, being there for others. Every single day there's been a different word on that sheet, that miracle scroll that I have embodied and manifested. Immediate manifestation. That's what we're talking about right here. So something else that's also been important in this being still and manifesting and being peaceful is feeling. And my therapist told me about this. Shout out to Miss Mendez as my chick, man, my chica. She says, you know, Chima, you got to feel. And the pattern once read me one day and said, you know, you've been so accustomed to thinking logically, Virgo, that your ass don't know how to feel. You don't know how to feel what it is you're feeling. You know how to analyze what you see and what you're feeling, but you don't really know how to feel, how to pause and just feel. And so that's what I've been doing. I've been taking my time. I'm packing my things. I'm moving to New York soon. I don't know what day. The days change. My plans change all the time. I plan to release Nothing New, Volume 1, my first EP, my first baby, on December 19th. It didn't work out that way. It didn't work out that way. And I will be uploading it soon. I don't know when. I want it to be before the year is over. I want it to be on the new moon. I wanted it to be last week. But God's plan is greater than my plan. And so when I'm still and I'm able to hear what the ancestors are saying to me, they've been talking to me, y'all. They've been talking to me. And that's because I've been still. I've been able to feel. And in order to hear the ancestors and value them when they do speak to you, you have to be still and feel. So that's something very important. I want to touch on that right now. Angel numbers. Okay, so first of all, the angel number for this week is 222. I just think it's just, I don't know, it's something about it. I've been seeing it a lot. And 222 means it's the number of harmony and letting go of lower perspectives. So higher purpose may come through. Yes, we all have a feminine and a masculine aspect, and two represents harmony between the two in yourself. 222 is about balance, manifesting miracles, and new auspicious, timely opportunities. It encourages you to take a balanced, harmonious, and peaceful stance in all areas of your life. Keep the faith and stay strong in your personal truths. When I tell y'all I've been keeping the faith, And I tell you, I got a force field of love around me. Everything is love, as Beyonce and Jay-Z so well said. Said so well. Stated so elegantly. Everything is love, man. Everything is love. And anything short of it, you don't want it. Everything is love, man. And that's what that 222 is all about. Cup 2, you know, in the tarot readings, the number 2 represents, 2 of cups represents love, represents abundance. That's what it represents. And so I've been seeing angel numbers everywhere. And I know that angel numbers typically move in threes, 444, 222, so forth and so on. However, I say, wherever there are two or more angel numbers gathered in the presence of God, there shall be a miracle. I'm going to say that again. Wherever there are two or more angel numbers in the presence of God, there shall be a miracle. So I've been walking, right? You walk in, I've been living in this neighborhood my whole life, y'all, all 26 years. And I see this mailbox says 122, 155. And I just pause. I'm still. And I say, hey, ancestors, what's up, y'all? What's up, angels? 133 on my, sorry, thought I heard something. Y'all know I, 133. As soon as you open up my vlog, 133, the ancestors talking to me. I was leaving my friend's house the other night. Shout out to Anene. Shout out to LaShawna. Shout out to Nene's husband, Tremaine. Shout out to Bam. And my eyes were drawn to her television. And I looked over at the TV. 111 is looking back at me. These numbers will jump out and grab you. I'm editing my video, 333. I look up at the screen. Whenever they say when you see these numbers, you're supposed to pause and think about what are you doing? What are you thinking about in that moment that the angels are communicating with you, telling you you're doing the right thing? That's what those angels' numbers represent. We're with you. You're doing the right thing. We're protecting you. So anytime I'm fellowshipping, anytime there's love around me, I'm giving love, receiving love, listening, learning. That's another big lesson of this week. Words are important, and to be a student of your craft and to be a student of this world and learn from people around you. Anytime I do that, anytime I'm doing music, my podcast, I look up, my eyes are drawn to the corner of my Mac and I see the time. It's an angel number. Every single time. I cannot make this up. I can't make this stuff up, y'all. It's crazy. It's literally crazy. And I just want everybody else to feel what I feel. I want everybody else to be happy. I want everybody to wake up and do what they want to do. Wake up at whatever time your ass want to wake up. It's your world. Everybody else is squirrel trying to catch they nut. You feel me? So that's all I wanted to say. There was something else that I wanted to say about love and being around people and things of that nature, but I can't think of it right now. So maybe it'll come back to me. But I've also been listening to meditations at night when I sleep. And my dad used to always say, you know, play things in your sleep. That way it'll get into your subconscious, into your psyche. And that's what I've been doing. Doxy, shout out to Doxy on YouTube, D-A-U-C-H-S-Y, something like that. But he has these meditation videos, and it's just words. It's not even any music. It's just words. I've been doing this 30-day manifest challenge. I think I'm on, like, the second week. Every single day, listen to this, whether it's during the day, whether it's when I sleep, I listen to it every single day in order to manifest what I want. There's another one that I listen to where it's like you manifesting miracles, but you also are saying, like, I'm grateful for the life I have. And it just really helps. And I play those in the miracle tones every night when I sleep, the different hertz and frequencies. That's what I want to talk about, the different hertz and frequencies. So, you know, certain frequencies emit different things, you know, because the universe is frequencies and energies and wavelengths, right? So I listen to they're called miracle tones. They balance and align the heart chakra, activate the pineal gland, open the third eye. This by Jason Stevenson is 852 hertz plus 639 hertz, y'all. I listen to this every night when I sleep. This and Doxy, D-A-U-C-H-S-Y, asking you shall receive, manifest meditation for sleep. Also, his law of attraction meditation, the formula to manifesting any day, 30-day challenge. Those three things I listen to every single night. has changed my life. And Bridget Nielsen was also talking about, with these frequencies, she was also talking about how there's a Christ frequency, a Christ-like frequency that you can tap into. And that has, I think that aligns with your pineal gland and your third eye and all that stuff. And that is a subject for another day. But I just wanted to mention it really quickly. But we'll talk, we can talk about frequencies and all that stuff in another podcast. But so moving forward, I appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you so much for listening to my testimony. If you're listening to this, this is our testimony. It's not just me, it's everybody. We all have this ability to tap into this and believe that we deserve more and attract it. And so with that being said, y'all know I love my moons. And this is coming back full circle to what Lior Alexandra and Bridget Nielsen are saying about respecting nature and knowing that we are one with nature. The new moon is coming up December 25th through the 26th. Get your new moon ritual on. If you need guidance, go to YouTube. Look up Melanie Santos, new moon ritual. You can also go to my YouTube page at Shenway Cook. I have a playlist on spirituality. I've got all types of good meditations in there. I've got ASMR videos in there, and it's my spiritual guide. So you can go check that out too if you just need some guidance and you don't know where to start or what to listen to or what to trust. I like the Tibetan bowls. That energy, that frequency resonates, that music, you know, it resonates with my soul. Everyone's different. But go do your new moon ritual because this solar eclipse is happening on Christmas Day. Okay, it's called the Christ Conscious Portal, and it'll be open. That's what I'm talking about. Look at, look, y'all. I just looked at the time. It says 5:33. 3:33, angel numbers. Christ Consciousness Portal is open. That's what Bridget Nielsen is talking about. Now is the time to tap into that higher, higher, higher. That's what 222 is about. Higher purposes. Tapping into something so much higher than yourself. Be a portal. And also, spiritual OG said you need to protect your crown. Not only is it wintertime in the northern hemisphere and you need to have a hat on your head, you also need to protect your crown from the negative energy because just like there's miracles falling out the sky, there's yin and yang, y'all, good and bad. Just like there's going to be good, there's going to be bad. There's going to be those opposing forces because that's just how life has to exist. We got to have the light with the darkness. So make sure you're keeping your head covered, whether it's a hat, whether it's a bonnet. I keep a bonnet on in the house. I keep a hat on outside to protect your crown. So that way your portal, because your crown is your direct source, your direct hotline to God, to the higher, to the divine. So you want to keep that protected. You want to make sure you're smudging. I smudge myself. I smudge the house. I smudge my dad. We do Florida water because we got to keep that pure. Because people will leech on to your positive energy and you not even realize it because you're giving off so much love. But you still have to be careful. So anyway, I digress. The new moon solar eclipse on Christmas Day. And I get this from The Fall Backup. Please follow them on Instagram. T-H-E Fall, F-A-L-L, Backup. They're always posting stuff. I love it. A mass awakening is taking place. Dreams will become more vivid at this time. That's another thing that I put on my Miracle Swirl visions. Family and social miracles taking place. I'm telling you, this is the time to be around and be immersed in love. Expect miracles this week coming up. Expect miracles this week. Expect them. Say, I deserve them. And your synchronicity will increase. Going back to that 222. 222 is all about synchronicity. It's all about balance. So that's what we have looking forward. That's what we have to look forward to this week. That's what we have to look forward to in this 2020 year coming up. And I wish you all the best. This whole podcast has been wheezy, nothing but wheezy wisdom, okay? So thank you so much for listening. I hope that you learn something. I hope that you take something from this and that you will change your life because you can. You are a god yourself. So you anoint yourself with the Florida water. You smudge yourself with the sage and you cast out the evil energies and the evil spirits and you talk directly to God because you are a priest. You are a priestess. You are a god. You are a goddess. You are a king. You are a queen. And so you can talk directly to God and manifest everything that it is you want. Thank you. So there y'all have it. Thank y'all for listening this far. I pray that this was encouraging and motivating. And I'm going to see y'all on the other side. Look, that's it. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at ChinweYBB, C-H-I-N-W-E-Y-B-B. You got any questions, concerns, bookings? I'm booked and busy, honey. You better get in there before I'm... all booked up. cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com is how you can find me. Make sure you head over to YouTube, check out my vlogs, check out my miracle scroll, go to my spirituality playlist, check that out too. At Shenway Cook. I love y'all so much. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Hey, I think that next time I talk to y'all, oh no, we got one more podcast before the year is over with. I just wanted to make sure. So anyway, we still got a little bit more time to get it in, but I want to thank y'all. 2019 has been amazing. It really has, and I love y'all so much. Eat your vegetables, drink your water, and be safe in these streets. Please be safe. Please. There's a woman I was talking to yesterday, Miss Sylvia. Shout out to Miss Sylvia. Works at Delta. She said they've been catching people in the airport with the sex trafficking. Please be safe. Be careful. If you are in the airport, drop. My dad said drop down. Drop down and don't move. And seek refuge. Don't be afraid to use your voice, y'all. Kick them in the groin. Gouge their eyes out. We not playing that. Keep a screwdriver on you. Keep an ink pen on you. An ink pen is a weapon, y'all. Keep a weapon on you. Stay alert at all times. I love y'all. I want y'all to be safe and have a good, prosperous decade. So please be safe. Anyway, drink your water, eat your vegetables, be safe in these streets. Weezy in and out.